The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
Welcome back, Trinidad and Tobago. In studio with me, I have a very lovely young lady. I'm going to say at young. I'd like to welcome to the studios of Freedom 106.5 FM, Miss Universe 1998, Miss Wendy Fitzwilliams. Good morning to you, Wendy.
Tuska, good morning. Lovely to be here with you. So and I love that you introduced me as a lovely young woman.
Hey, we ladies protect our age and, you know,
absolutely.
Down to
as
the
my
end.
Dad always used to say, we don't grow old, we grow slightly older.
Yeah. I like the word wiser, but yeah,
yes.
I'm going to stick to
older
what you dad say. Yes. So how are you, Wendy? And welcome, welcome.
Thank you. Well, I am great. Oh, good to be here.
Mm-hmm. So I want to find out from you what has been going on in your life. You know, we've seen you doing a couple of, you know, events here and there, and then for a little while disappeared, and then you're back again. So tell me, what has Wendy been doing for the past couple of years?
Well, like everyone else, my life goes in ebbs and flows.
Mm-hmm.
My son took off to school in the U.S. during the pandemic, 2021.
Mm-hmm.
So I have jumped aggressively back into corporate life. And I am busy now working on little projects as I go that I enjoy, but also taking a little bit of time for me, meaning that our world, I would say in the last 30, 40 years, celebrates so much working like a beast and mm-hmm. just going manically all the time. And I was very much part of that. And I still work hard, but smarter, I think. I pace mm-hmm. myself, do more of what I'm interested in, and just enjoy, you know, my time as well. Hang out with friends, mm-hmm. Pick up new activities that have always interested me that I may not have had the chance to do in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And just take it easy. There's something very powerful to be said for that.
And in control of your own time.
Yes, not always.
Mm-hmm.
I do work very hard at my as the chairman of Dynamic One Group.
Mm-hmm.
But I have learned, I think, over the years to pace myself a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and being me, anything I do usually get a little bit of attention. So when I do pop up, it's usually intentionally. So like over the last month, and then over the last year, the Hewarding Law School celebrated its 50th anniversary recently.
Mm-hmm.
Being a graduate of that school, you know, they asked me to be sort of the face of their year of celebrations, to bring attorneys across the region together, etc.
Mm-hmm.
And I did that and had a wonderful time.
The entire picture is clear to the one who loves you more than you can imagine. This is a time to remember.
Joined the board of UE's Development and Endowment Fund.
Mm-hmm.
And I put my time into projects, as I said, that mean a lot to me, but can be transformative. The Endowment Fund has been around for over 20 years as well. But what we...
Global education.
Nice.
So we want teachers from your beautiful country mm-hmm. to go to the United States.
Stella. Individuals in all walks of life, many of them are running our governments, are mm-hmm. running corporations across the Caribbean and the planet, departments of governments, you name it, and getting through university, even if you're doing okay, like my parents were doing okay, it was still a slug.
Yes, you know, in terms of getting funding,
it's
something that is constantly on your mind. You know, when it is you're trying to get your good grades and focus on work, but to the back of your mind, oh God, this bill
yes,
coming up.
And having to budget.
Yes.
And, you know,
eat ramen
sure
for
yes.
however long.
Or not.
Or
like,
not.
You know, I made the decision
yeah.
to not eat ramen when I was in school, to eat a lot of beans because they're mm-hmm. cheap and super healthy.
and doubles even.
And doubles, mm-hmm. right? But having that appreciation and wanting to give back in some way
mm-hmm.
and knowing that the Endowment Fund gives you know, all of the money it raises to our young people.
I know that there was
the St. Augustine campus who need it, and it's money that, you know, these kids are already in school.
Yeah, and don't need
so they already have the drive, the determination, but they need to eat. They need to be able to get to school.
To class, yes.
Yes.
So tell me a little bit. I know that there was an event weekend or the weekend before that.
Yes, last Sunday. It was spectacular. I always like when these things, the early stages of, I was an early convert to the all-inclusive fed because UE was the first organization in Trinidad and Tobago. They birthed the all-inclusive fed. I remember going to that fed literally with my father in Form 6. And
you had a hip father?
Yeah, daddy was very cool. I can't lie. You know? I partied with him first, you know, and UE FET was one of those FETs. and it was very small then, but absolutely delightful. I just was so taken by the idea of walking into a beautiful space, the principal's grounds, the principal's residence on campus, and, you know, being able to eat and drink whatever I want to for 4 to 6 hours. That was the coolest thing. Of course, I didn't know that my father was paying for those tickets. And the UE FET, I think, if I'm not mistaken, the tickets were very inexpensive at that time, like maybe $500 or something like that.
How much it is now? We've evolved.
It's
so
still, compared to many of the other
places,
it's still reasonable. But it's not cheap, you know. And those days, $500 was like
was expensive.
Big
money. Yeah,
but I didn't know that daddy was paying for it, and I just thought, wow, this is so cool, you know. And the concept absolutely took off, has done phenomenally well for us, for the promoters, etc. So when I do spend, I try to do so for organizations like that, for like the various schools, for, you know, the university. Because why must your charitable work not also be fun?
Correct.
Like when I'm out, like at UE last weekend, so we do a garden party in summer now, which is absolutely fabulous. It's a little bit beyond an all-inclusive fete because the music is varied, which is wonderful. The cuisine is varied, so we take our guests on a journey.
Yeah, so I think the concept is
this year it was Italian. Changed. Who knows what we're going to bring next year, but fabulous.
It exposes you to other cultures as well.
Real tiramisu, yes. And you know, Italian dishes that we are familiar with and some that we are not. You know, so it was really, really lovely. Had a ball. The opportunity to dress up, look very cute, enjoy a lovely afternoon, but you know, as I was saying, not all the time I feel to drink alcohol. Like, I'm in my dry phase right now. But why must only people drinking alcohol have fun? No. So I drink my water in champagne flutes.
Excuse me?
Because why not?
Why not?
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Now, I wanted to ask you, all of your experiences, how has it shaped you as an individual to, you know, bring forth these messages, especially for young women who emulate and look up to you?
So the variety of experiences you have, as I always say, I had the best temporary job in the world, I think, when I was 25. Because Miss Universe is a temporary job. It's 1 year. There will be another one the next year. And it is what you make of it, largely. Because the company builds the year around the title holder. So I was a law student at the time, had done quietly pre-universe a lot of work in the area of HIV, and not, as I said, intentionally. I just fell in love with the kids at Cyril Ross Nursery, and it was close to the Hugh Whitting Law School, so that's where I hung out. But what that afforded me was the opportunity to interact with people of all walks of life at all levels of societies all over the planet. And it gave me a quick study. As I always say, the things that I was exposed to, both materially and otherwise, most people work their entire lives to experience once or twice. You know, running around with outriders all over the planet. You know, you stay in one 5-star hotel, darling, you've stayed in them all. All of them have a good salmon dish on the menu, a good steak, a good pastor. You know what I mean? So it's heady and absolutely delightful. And I'm not saying that I don't appreciate it and I take it for granted, but it's because of those experiences. It's because I recognized early, if I don't make real connections, if I don't hold on to my family, to my real relationships, and nurture and foster those as I go, it could be very shallow and lonely.
Yeah.
Because it is. You're doing this largely by yourself with a travel team.
Blessings to you. Bless them in return.
I love to death. I enjoy traveling with you the most. And I was like, you know, this is hard work. Mm-hmm. I want to travel with Linda. Got a little bratty, but bratty in a good way. And the company indulged
me. You stood up for yourself, basically.
Well, not so much stood up, but just they understood that you need a little anchoring. You need a little bit of support when you're on the road all the time and it's very, very heady. You know, people are excited and screaming everywhere you go. And, you know, that can get to you in both positive and very detrimental ways. So luckily for me, being, as I say, the grandmom of Miss Universes, I was 25 when I won. I understood.
They actually called you grandmom.
Well, I call myself that. They
did not. Oh, okay. All right.
But most title holders are like 18 to 20, 22, right. You know? Mm-hmm. But I understood that. And I think that that understanding, I appreciate that my mom, my dad instilled certain values in me. My community did of Diamond Vale.
Thank you, Diamond Vale.
Absolutely.
Yes.
You know, attending St. Joseph's Convent was a blessing in a huge way. And that really informed who I am and still does. That's why I'm able now to step back a little bit to be very happy and supportive of the young women coming after me who are doing it. I'm not trying to compete with any of them.
Yeah, I think, you know, being able to pass on that information and interact. Because I heard from one person who may not have been quite prepared for the experience, saying that, yeah, we need a lot of time to prepare. You have to, just as you say, need to be grounded, have a great team that is around you, have that support, you know. So I think those are the things that you would leave as advice for those who want to get
in. I absolutely do. You know, the superficial parts of things like that, the beauty part of it is easy. Because to be a title holder, to be Miss Universe, to be Miss Trinidad and Tobago, as we've learned, you either more or less have it or you don't. You can work to a certain extent to do well, but it's hard to describe, you know. It's the same thing. Why is Rihanna so successful when there's so many other singers who are beautiful too and may have better voices than she does? There is a factor that you can't necessarily teach, learn in an experience like that. But if you are smart, not everybody could win. I don't win at everything I do, but I definitely learn from everything I do. So sometimes my victories, as I like to say, are large and sometimes small. I mess up regularly, but my mess ups don't keep me down. And that's what I try to impart to young people. So I could have gone to Miss Universe and been a raving witch spelt with a capital B, but I chose not to be. I chose to make friends, you know, because I thought to myself, there are 85 of us here, only one of us is going to win this thing. Yes, I was a popular Miss Trinidad and Tobago at the competition, but there was no guarantee that I was going to win. So I made sure I had a ball and a half. Michelle, Miss Brazil, taught me how to samba. I still samba.
Right.
Sometimes I samba. I remember when Bungie sang Islands and with Patrice. I think that was Carnival 2005, if I'm not mistaken. Love that song. And I was on the stage doing my little weird dance, which was a combination of
and
soca.
It was the most photographed. Rachel Price
smashed me up for about 7 years.
No, but it's one of the more iconic photos because you're in a Hearts costume, I believe.
Yes.
Feathers. Brown feathers, was it that
no,
one?
No. This was a silver costume.
Ah, you see?
Having a fabulous time. Mm-hmm. But the point I'm making is, you know, I just, wherever I go, you know, whether it's the music, whether it's the food, you know, I learned to make bacalao pie in Angola, which is basically our macaroni pie or shepherd's pie, but instead of using beef and with the potato, you use saltfish and you crush it. So instead mm-hmm. of putting a layer of salted cod or saltfish, you crush it and you mix it into the potato with lots of cheese and all the lovely things that we like. You know, like little mm-hmm. things like that. Just that's just one of many examples, big and small, is mm-hmm. the point I'm trying to make. So just being open to the experiences, being able to adapt to whatever life throws my way, you know, like right off the universe, I had to get back to doing my own everything, laundry, feeding myself.
And the thing is, we're going to talk more about that when we come back. I'm going to take a short break.
Sure.
And TNT, we will have some time for you to ask your questions of Wendy. And yeah, we will continue the story right here on Freedom 106.5 FM.
Christmas in July with Penta Paints. Be one of three lucky winners to win the grand prize of $5,000 in back-to-school supplies or weekly prizes.
For he poured out this sword and now
fill out the entry form and submit in entry boxes at the select hardwares and franchise locations nationwide. Customers must provide proof of purchase upon collection of prizes. Visit PentaPaints on Instagram for more details. This promotion is NLCB approved. Special conditions apply.
Granny, why do I need to take someone's sea scud liver oil?
Because it's good for your brains, Keon.
My brains?
Yes, and your heart and the inflammation in my knees. It's the omega-3 in it, boy. I took it. Your daddy took it.
Now I'm taking it. Seven Seas Cod Liver Oil. Activate brain power now.
Go and study for your test, now, boy.
Seven Seas Cod Liver Oil. Available at pharmacies nationwide.
This is The Human Impact on Freedom 106.5 FM. Speak your mind.
So TNT, I told you I had a surprise for you, and I'm hoping that you're enjoying me speaking with Miss Wendy Fitzwilliams here on Freedom 106.5 FM. And, you know, just talking about the journey from 1998 to now, as we were closing off just now, you started talking about the experience of moving from being waited on hand and foot.
Yes.
To going all the way back to, oh gosh, I have to do my own laundry. I have to cook my own meals.
That's right.
You know, how did you go through that transition?
Again, relatively easily, because I was focused on finishing law school at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew university was going to be a great experience. There were things from it that I definitely wanted to keep, real lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
But I knew to be able to do that, I had to work really hard.
Mm-hmm.
So that's exactly what I did. And I think adaptability for me is key in life. As I said at the start, life is cyclical, so you will have highs, you'll have lows constantly.
Mm-hmm.
But adapting, moving through the difficult times, knowing that you will get through it, and adapting to your changed circumstances while staying focused on your goals.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in hindsight, I didn't know it at the time. I was just, as we say, sometimes putting one foot in front
of
the
other.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Mm-hmm. Just focus on what's in front.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. But in hindsight, I can see clearly that it's being able to adapt and not assuming that a disappointment is the ultimate failure and life ends with that disappointment.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes disappointment spurs me on to do better, mm-hmm. you know? So there are several instances when I had to adapt relatively quickly. You know, a great example was becoming a mother. I've always wanted to be mm-hmm. a mom, but I would have loved to have been a mom in a very stable relationship with a husband who loves me, and it didn't work out.
The
that
ideals.
Way. The
yeah.
ideal. All mm-hmm. of us. Hello. We grew up mm-hmm. watching, my favorite movies are still Sound of Music.
Okay.
My Fair Lady.
romance,
and The Notebook.
Yeah. Right. And then we're looking at examples like The Bill Cosby Show.
Correct.
And all of these
Fresh Prince, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Yeah.
And so there's nothing wrong with that. As a matter of fact, there's everything beautiful about that. But if you don't achieve the ideal, and I realized that my relationship was not going to work out the way I wanted it to, I decided I was going to have the most phenomenal relationship with my child ever. Well, I kind of decided that long before, mm-hmm. but I was more determined than ever to raise a healthy, well-adjusted human being. Now, the proof is in the pudding. Mm-hmm. I don't know. He just turned 18. I'm hoping that the example I gave him, the mm-hmm. people I chose to introduce him to as my friends, the guidance I've given him will get him there. Mm-hmm. But we've had a fabulous journey to date. And it's not been perfect by any stretch of the imagination, but it's mm-hmm. been absolutely wonderful. I wouldn't trade any of the experiences, mm-hmm. any of it, you know.
And then especially being raising a boy.
Yes.
I think it's so much more pressure raising a boy than raising a girl.
As a young woman.
Yes.
And also,
as a single mother, yeah.
But also recognizing, so despite his dad and my difficulties in the early phases of his life, if you see us now interact, you would think that we are the perfect happy family.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't get there. It wasn't easy getting there. And I am not in a romantic relationship by any stretch of imagination with his dad. But we get together and support our son 120%.
Mm-hmm.
And we joyfully do so. So our interaction is no longer strained. And that took hard.
Yeah.
Hard.
Took a lot of guts.
Hard work. It took a yes. lot of swallowing my pride.
Yes.
It took
yeah,
a
yeah.
lot of... Woo.
And right. saying, you know what, I'm going to step away from the anger or the
yes.
resentment that may be
yes.
there. Because
yes.
there's still a human being with so much life and love.
And an amazing human being
yeah.
that we both created. So that means that I had to put aside what I did not like about him. He had to put aside what he did not love about me.
Gospel hits, capital.
Overnight or easily, but I'm there.
I just
and that took, again, what? The ability to adapt, to see relationships, to see my son's father, to see life a little bit differently than I did when I was 18 or
so
20.
Can I ask you a good question? Because
sure.
my daughter as well has entered university.
Yes.
I would like to know, what is your secret in letting go? For them to travel abroad, because my heart palpitates every time I think, okay, there is no way that I can get there within 5, 10, 15 minutes if there is an issue. Because it's thousands of miles rather than half hour, 15 minutes away. You know, what advice you give to single mothers or parents even in
yes.
that position and saying, okay, well, the bird is leaving the nest.
Oh my gosh. So that's a toughie. And, you know, Elon left when he was 15. Now, my child told me early o'clock he didn't want to write SEA. He knew where he wanted to go to university in his mind. He had chosen a university in America that he wanted to go to, and he was very clear.
Mm-hmm.
And he said to me, Mom, I think I'm going to go to high school in America. I said to him, really? How are you getting there? He said, well, you can join me if you want to, you know, but I want to go to high school in the U.S., I was like, my friend, you are a Trinidadian. You are also, yes, an American. But there is no experience like the Caribbean high school experience. That's where not only do you get a great educational academic foundation, but that's where your lifelong network is established in the Caribbean. Whether it's in Trinidad and Tobago at St. Mary's Presentation College, St. George's, St. Joseph's Convent, Bishops, doesn't matter, Barbados, Harrison's or Queen's College or Combermere, Jamaica King's College or Camden. That's where your friendships for life are established. That's where your network is established for life. Whether you're trying to clear goods on the port, you're trying to get a passport, it doesn't matter, right? So I'm like, and you are smart enough to do well at SEA, even though SC is a tough exam, I think you should have the experience. And he did. He went to Fatima. He loved it. He still, for Alan's first year after he left Trinidad and went to school, because he did what would have been middle school at Fatima and then high school in the US. So we compromised right after Form 3, which is when you start preparing for
exams,
O-levels.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's also the natural break when you move from middle school in America to high school. He left and he went to high school in the US. But he was still going to Fatima. He was still showing up in all Fatima's St. Luke's videos. That was his house. Mm-hmm. He was still, every opportunity he got, he came home on his first summer home. He said to me, Mom, ask the principal if I could come to class, please. I said, what? Mm-hmm. He's like, well, his school finishes early, right? His U.S. school
seem
finishes
to finish
at the
earlier.
End of, yes,
yeah.
at the end of May. And all his friends are in school writing exams in Trinidad the month of June. So he was like, Mom, ask Sir, the principal of Fatima, if I can come to school and just audit the classes.
Audit?
I said, what? He's like, yeah, well, I'm sitting on the classes. I don't really do. So he just fell in to Form 4, put on his Fatima uniform, like he was still going to the school, and spent a month going to school. He's like, Mom, I did technical drawing today. He did classes that he was not exposed to. And yes, he's a little bit of a nerd, a little bit more than me, because once I had holidays, I was holidaying.
Yeah.
But I think he just wanted to be with his friends, and he enjoyed so much that high school experience. And we did everything together. Everything before Elon left to go to school. My friends thought they would need an intervention. I would be a hot mess coming back from dropping him off to school in 2021, August 2021. But as usual, I prepared myself for it. He left me 3 years earlier than I expected. I thought he would leave after high school to go to university. He decided he wanted to go to high school in America, and he was ready, so why not let him? You know,
sometimes
once,
you just
we
have
could
to
make it happen.
Yeah, you just have to go with the decisions
and
that
you know
they
what
make sometimes.
I told
sometimes?
Myself, which helped tremendously, that as a parent, your job is to raise a well-adjusted, independent human being. If that human being is dependent on you into adulthood, you are failing that kid. You don't see mummy whales or mummy elephants, and elephants operate like us, holding on to their children forever. Elephants kind of stay as a family unit like we do for a longer time than most other animals in the animal kingdom, but then they let go and they go on and they let their elephant children have fabulous elephant families of their own. So I said to, and how do I know this? Because I spent a lot of time in the Serengeti for 3 years.
Oh, right? That must be a beautiful experience.
Yeah, but the point I'm making is I talked myself into being comfortable with Alan leaving me 3 years earlier than I would have liked. And I got busy immediately. You know, so as I said, I jumped back into a very demanding job. I started to do little projects and more aggressively play tennis than I ever did before because I was no longer following him. Hanging out with a child all the time because I made up my mind from zero to 18, I would devote my time primarily to him. If you were not, if he was not included, I wouldn't show up. So he was my plus one for everything. You know, even if I'm going to reception at a diplomat's home, Alan was my date. You know, if I am going to a gala in New York, I would take him as my plus one.
The thing is, from the outside, it would seem like you've been sheltering him and keeping him.
Oh, not at all.
But from what you've said, he's had some experiences that not many have been open to. You said the plus one at a diplomat's reception. You know,
well,
so he
wherever,
gets to see,
the point I'm making is...
No, but what I'm saying is that he was exposed to that type of formality, that type
of
event.
Oh, yes, and he had to step up.
Yes.
He couldn't show up as my little son.
Yeah.
He had to show up as a young man capable of holding his own, because if you go to an event like that and it's a sit-down dinner, normally you don't seat partners together. So I didn't have a partner like a husband or a boyfriend necessarily all the time. I had my son, so he would sometimes have to sit very far away from me, and he would have to hold his own, carry a conversation, not be terribly shy.
That was some good practice.
But it wasn't pressure, meaning that I didn't put pressure on him. I just would introduce him, and before you sit at a dinner like that or reception, there's a lot of mingling happening before, and I would introduce him to various people, you know, sometimes friends, sometimes not. And then I would leave him alone if he's in a conversation, someone has engaged him, and walk away, you know, as a parent, because I know we're in a safe environment and I can do that. And my dad did that with me. As I told you, I started partying with my father. It wasn't just UEFET, it was everything. Band launchings, everything back in the day when they used to be blockos. They would block off a street in Woodbrook and you would hang out at Victor Rico or Earl Garib's band launch. And daddy would, you know, take me, go hang out with his friends, and then I would make my way with my friends, and then we would reconnect at the end of the band launch.
Give you a kind of protected independence.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
And a safe space where, I mean, not everything could be controlled, but you know.
No.
Yeah, I feel comfortable in this spot to let you do your thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
So when he decided he wanted to go off to school, I could not, I wasn't surprised by it, because I was raising a kid to stand on his own two feet. And I couldn't keep him back. Once I realized he was serious about it and he was doing the homework himself, etc., his football and his schooling, he was very focused. I said, okay, yeah, I will do what I can to facilitate this. His dad and I spoke about it and we made it happen. You know, so it's,
but I could see that you would still call every other...
Every morning.
You see, well, I was going to say every other day.
Every morning.
But it's every morning.
Every morning, yeah, and every night. And when he... and if I don't, because as I said, I love tennis. So I play tennis on Tuesdays and Thursday mornings usually. And he wakes up in the middle of my tennis session. So I'm not getting off the court to call him. He would call. He would call during his lunch break and say, Mom, how was tennis this morning? And if I'm having a manic day and I start super early and I don't call him, he would call and say, what happened? You forget your son or her? In that very deep voice.
The joys of them growing up.
Yes, yes, you know.
So tell me about your plans moving forward now. Are there any other new projects that are coming up? Would you be on, let's say, a consultancy basis for ladies going into the pageantry? I don't know if I'm putting you in a position there by asking that. But, you know, what are your plans?
I do not consult per se in pageantry because I don't think I honestly have the patience for it. I will share my experiences, I always do,
with
all winners who move on to world and universe particularly. But I honestly don't. My mom was the teacher. I am not so good at that, you know what I mean, of hand holding someone through that process. But as I said, I am in a phase now where I'm taking it a little bit easy. The projects that I work on, you know, they are projects, so they usually have a start and an end. For example, one of the judges filmed the Carnival Catwalk, which will air soon enough. Hair, I think the edit process has taken longer than we expected. So
this
that's
is
a
the
television
show.
Yes, it's like a take on Project Runway that includes our culture in the most fabulous way. So that's will air soon, and we will start shooting the next season soon enough. And that I enjoy. I do enjoy TV in that way. Also, one of the photographers with whom I worked from the age of 12 passed away a few years ago, 6 years ago now, Calvin French, who Trinidadians know as a, you know, storied Trinidadian, a legend in terms of photography, not only here in the Caribbean, but in Europe, did phenomenally well in the US and in Italy particularly over the course of his career, came home. And we are doing a show to celebrate Calvin in November. You'll hear more about that in due course.
Yeah.
To celebrate his life. And that will take place in November. So I work on various projects, not only in Trinidad and Tobago, all over the planet. But that's where my focus is right now as Wendy. You know? And also taking it a little bit easy, just giving myself a moment. You know, like now that Aylan is about, he's entering his last year of high school. He has quite a few good universities lined up who have all offered him scholarships, etc. I feel like I can relax a little.
You can breathe a little bit.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, so that's, you want to know, honestly, my biggest project right now is again, adapting and learning how to just relax.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, as you say, adjusting.
Yes.
Because as a single parent as well.
And not being manic all the time, doing this, that, and the other.
So
I'm a full schedule, 7 days a week.
Yeah.
I'm learning to just...
decompress.
Yes.
Yeah.
And there's a tremendous amount of power in that.
Mm-hmm.
And being able to recharge.
Do you think any more books would be coming on stream?
Yes. Okay, so... okay, you call me out there.
Because, I mean, I am writing a draft
for 3 books for the longest time. And I just have not honestly had the time. As I said, I was able to write. When people ask me when is Letters to Aelin Part 2 coming, I'm always like, I'm living it.
Mm-hmm.
But truth be known, Aelin couldn't walk as yet, really, when I wrote that book. Mm-hmm. Once he took off, it was on and popping 24/7.
Mm-hmm.
I now have the time to do that again.
Mm-hmm.
And I, like many other people, got caught up with the online YouTube and social media, and I now deliberately do not sleep with a phone in my bedroom.
Comes full circle, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because I was wasting so much time just scrolling, and you know, so I listen when I'm cooking or getting dressed and I can't read, I listen to podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
But I've gotten much better at putting the device away.
Mm-hmm.
And writing and reading again much more, you know. So that, maybe, who knows, maybe I'll publish again soon in a year or two.
Mm-hmm.
But I have been writing.
And I guess it'll be like, okay, how I let him go. I'm still going through that process. You know, it's still a little hard.
Just remember, every time you want to, because I have my moments, like sometimes I miss him terribly, which is usually after he leaves. So when he visits and he goes back, I could still smell him in the house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, every little thing reminds me of him. And he is, like many children who are raised as an only child, they do become attached to their parents. So even though Aelin is a big man now, you know, if he's with me on a Sunday, he'll still come and sit next to me.
Mm-hmm.
If he's on his iPad or he's doing something and I'm reading and or I'm in bed, he'll come and lie next to me.
And you wonder, okay, so what's wrong? What do you want? What's happening?
Yes, but often he just wants love language. Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. So he's not going to hug me and kiss me as much as he used to, but he will still, if we're sitting in the living room together, he will still throw a leg over me, or he just has to reach out in some way. So, of course, when he's not around, I miss that.
Yeah.
You know, and we laugh and we have a good time at everything.
Mm-hmm.
So how I tell myself, Wendy, you are raising an independent, well-adjusted human being. He has to stand on his own 2 feet, so get on with your life. So if I'm having like a rough day like that, then I get out of the house. I don't stay in and brood.
Yeah.
I'll get together with a girlfriend, we'll go and have tea, we'll have lunch, or we'll go for a walk, you know, whether it's the Botanical Gardens, West Park, Savannah, there's Queen's Park, Savannah, doesn't matter where, Chagaramas, I'll just get out and do something.
Yeah, change of environment.
Yes.
Change of, at least the purpose within the environment.
And that's a great pick-me-up. Like that very quickly gets my mood up.
Ongoing again.
Ongoing again.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not pretending like, you know, I don't miss him. I don't feel it. I don't feel sadness. I lost my dad early last year, which was very difficult.
Yeah.
Thank you. But, you know, like, as I said, I did everything. Do things that remind me of him, but I get out. I don't sit around and I brood.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And now, a year later, I still miss him terribly. But when I think of him, his memory brings a smile to my face now more than it does tears.
Yeah.
Even if there are tears with a smile, as opposed to crazy longing or why my daddy kind of thing. You know what I mean? So it's just adapting. I decided that's my word, adapt.
Adapting. Yeah.
Yes.
That's the motive. That's the motion.
You know.
Well, Trinidad and Tobago, I really do hope you enjoy this interview with the lovely Miss Wendy Fitzwilliams. And, you know, just going through the process from the iconic 1998 moment to now. I mean, it's been a pleasure. A real, real pleasure.
Tusk, I've so enjoyed chatting with you. And I think you'd... guys, I don't know if you all know what Tusker looks like, but she is gorgeous.
Oh, gosh.
And
thank
she
you.
Looks like a kid. When she told me she had a 21-year-old daughter, I almost fell off this trail. I did that math and I thought to myself, but this young lady looks like about 32.
There's I love
way
it.
Thank she you, had thank this you, kid when you. She was 10. Right? No way.
Wendy, I love you. Thank you so much
no,
for
I'm
that.
I'm not kidding. I would not say it if I didn't mean it.
Oh, gosh. You,
whatever you're doing, keep doing it. And that's not just a reflection of good genes. Mm. I think that's a reflection of who you are, too.
Thank you,
know,
you so much.
In terms of the kind of human being you are.
Mm.
Keep it up, young lady.
Thank you so much, Wendy. So, TNT, that was my surprise for you today.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.